Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And spring is here. We know that, not by the wretched weather outside, but because this is opening day. Spring training is done. The Boston Red Sox are playing the Baltimore Orioles in Camden Yards right now. In fact, the game is just getting underway.
Now, the Sox, of course, are coming off a championship year, and now they begin the long, hard 162-game slog towards October. Last season, they faced low expectations and surprised just about everyone when they won the World Series. Now that they're champions this season, they face high expectations and high hopes that they can win it all again.
But, of course, that's never easy. And joining us now for a look at the season ahead is Boston Globe sports reporter Nick Cafardo, who's in Baltimore covering this afternoon's game. Hi, Nick, and thanks for joining us.
How you doing?
Good. A lot of things went right last year to push this team from worst to first. Few injuries, good rapport among the teammates. Do you think it can last this season?
Yeah, I think it should. You know, the same people basically are on the team. There have been a few defections and a few additions along the way. But for the most part, it's really a team that's intact from the championship team. Now, you know, I mean, already today, for instance, we have Shane Victorino down with an injury on the disabled list. So those types of things, you know, could make it a little more difficult for them to repeat.
Sure. Nick, remind us just how rare it is for any team to win two World Series in a row. I mean, this is something that happens very rarely, right?
Oh, very rarely. I mean, obviously the last team to have done it with the New York Yankees and they did it in 1998, 1999, and 2000, 3 years in a row, and they almost won a fourth, losing in the World Series the fourth year. So that's very rare. You have to really have a very strong core of players like the Yankees did back then. And the Red Sox seem to have a few of those guys, but it's just hard to really sustain that over a period of time, you know, because things just go wrong.
We spoke to John Farrell early last season, and one of the things that struck me is that the expectations were so low that in a way it seemed like he had nothing to lose and he could only improve things. Now it's just the opposite. How do you think he'll do and how do you think the clubhouse will do around the expectations that now face the World Series champions?
It's funny because the expectations now by a lot of people around the country is, well, there's no way they can repeat.
So low expectations again.
Yeah, it's not as low as it was last year, but everybody thinks the chances of repeating are very slim. Certainly, being the world champions, they have a target on their back now, and games will be tougher for them, and the entire journey this year will be a lot tougher.
Well, speaking of high expectations, the Sox lost center fielder Jacoby Ellsbury. He signed with the Yankees, of course. Huge loss. But they're hoping that Grady Sizemore can take his place. He was an all-star. He hasn't played since 2011. He had a great spring training. If he can come back, what a story that would be. Are you a believer in Grady Sizemore?
Well, I believe he can come back to some degree. I'm not sure he'll ever be the player he once was, and I'm not sure he's a player who can actually replace Jacoby Ellsbury, who, of course, has tremendous skills and very unique player in his own right. So he was a 5-tool player. He had every tool imaginable in his heyday. And those things are starting to come back, and maybe the more he plays as the season begins here, the more he gets those back. Or it could even go the other way, where maybe this is his peak and maybe he starts to break down.
And let me ask you about Xander Bogaerts. This is the 21-year-old shortstop. We got a glimpse of him in the postseason last year. He impressed a lot of people. Tell us what you see there. I mean, is he really the second coming?
Well, all signs are that he's going to be an all-star player in the future, and certainly will be an offensive force, I think, right from the start. He'll be a very good hitter. He'll get on base a lot. The only other question will be, how will he be as a shortstop? You know, will he be adequate enough, average enough, above average, to play that position over the long term? And I think that's the big question right now. I think overall, you know, they feel that Bogaerts is going to be a sensational player.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun to watch. So, Nick, what's the biggest weakness on this team right now? And then the biggest strength?
Well, I'm not sure there's a real weakness. The pitching staff 1 through 12 is very solid. The infield defense now on the left side, that could be the weakness, with Millerbrooks at third and Bogarts at short. There might be some balls that trickle through the infield that normally would get caught, if a Drew was out there or Iglesias was out there. So that's going to be a difference. I think their defense will probably suffer a little bit from last year.
All right. That's Nick Cafardo, who covers the Red Sox for the Boston Globe, talking to us from Baltimore, where the Red Sox are taking on the Orioles in Game 1 of the 2014 season. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.